Just to start off, the governor introduced his budget recommending 9% cuts pretty much across the board. He had a few exemptions for certain state agencies and programs. And you guys, what's your initial reaction to the budget? Let's start off with you, Jason.
Well, I think that everybody knows we need to address our pension liability problem. We've been avoiding that for about a decade now, more than a decade. We have to put more money into those funds because those benefits are owed legally and morally to those teachers and other workers, and we have to put more money into those systems to pay them back. However, the cost of doing so in the way that the governor approached it was to deeply cut a wide range of other services and investments that Kentucky needs, many of which have been cut over and over and over again since 2008. So you see big cuts to higher education, you see cuts to preschool, you see cuts to after school programs, a wide range of things, and those cuts will hold Kentucky back, will limit our progress. So I think there's good news in terms of trying to pay down our pension liabilities. There's bad news in terms of what a budget with cuts like this would mean for Kentucky.
What do you think, Jim?
Well, I think, I think there was a recognition that just talking about our moral obligation to shore up the pension system, that wasn't enough. It had to be met with walking the walk, you might say, as well as talking the talk. So we definitely saw that in terms of increased pension funding. And I agree. I think we do have a moral obligation to retirees, to those preparing to retire. I don't know that even that's going to be enough, especially for the state employees' retirement system. But I think the good news there is that we don't really have to solve those problems totally overnight. I think we have to take some significant steps to doing that. One of the things I think we'd like to see, even in terms of the pension funding and system, is to put some restraints on future expenditures in that so that when we do increase funding to those systems, that it really does result in turning that ship around and in those savings.
Picking up on performance funding, Governor Bevin said that by fiscal year 2018, he wants to have one-third of all higher education dollars be tied to performance, and that would increase into the future. I think the year after that it was two-thirds, and then eventually with the goal of phasing in 100% of funding being tied to performance. Jason, what do you think of that plan?
Well, I think with any, everybody wants accountability and everybody wants efficiency and performance out of all of our institutions, our public institutions, including universities. But it's difficult to design these sort of systems because there's always a way to create perverse incentives. If you tie your funding to a graduation rate, that's an incentive for an institution to push people through, whether or not they've gotten the skills and the rigor needed. It has to be done very delicately, very, very deliberately. And I don't think it's a silver bullet in and of itself.
In terms of the higher education funding, I do think it's important that the administration continues to do what it's doing, and that is to get buy-in from university presidents and experts in that field about what an accountability factor should look like. And I don't think this is being done in a flippant manner. I think it's being done in a thoughtful way. And I do think there's been a lot of wasteful spending in the higher education bureaucracy. And I think this will force the institutions to really put their dollars toward the thing that matters the most on their campuses, and which is the same across education, toward their students.
We gotta talk about the kind of political realities here. The governor's budget will first be held by the state house. They'll create their own version of the budget, then it'll be sent over to the Senate. They'll tinker with that version, and then they'll hammer it out together in a conference committee. Whatever they produce, it has to be signed by the governor. How much different do we think this budget is going to look from a final version? Let's start off with you, Jason.
Well, I think it's hard to say at this point. I mean, this is really a dramatically different budget in many ways from what has been presented in the past, because there's a lot more money into pensions and in exchange for a lot deeper cuts on top of past cuts to these services. So I don't think it's clear yet how the House will react. I mean, you had some comments last night which suggested a spirit of cooperation. But, you know, that's the first time that anybody, as I understand it, had actually heard anything about this budget. No one had yet looked at the details. We're looking at different political dynamics this year than we've had in the past, you know, over control of the legislature. The Democrats in the House do not have a constitutional majority needed to pass a budget. So that will certainly impact, should impact, or likely will impact the kind of decisions they make. So I think you know, there's a chance we'll see a different conversation this time around. But my hope is that, you know, we have a thorough vetting of what the governor put forward.
Jim, how different do you think that the final version of the budget will be from what the governor just proposed?
I think it might not be as different as it has been in the past. I agree with Jason. There has been many budgets proposed that the final product looked very different than what was proposed. But I think the pension crisis that we have here is really driving this conversation. And I think it limits what both sides may want to do. You know, the governor talked about there's other programs that we would like to fund. There's other things we would like to do, but we have to live within our means. I do think that the governor has made an attempt to hear from state workers themselves. He mentioned several people last night, and not just state workers, but also citizens across the Commonwealth, and kind of what their thoughts were about how the state should approach this. But I think the pension is the big elephant in the room, and it's just crowding out a whole lot of programs and funding that maybe even both Republicans and Democrats might want to do. And it has, I think, the positive aspect of that is it really will focus this session on how do we seriously address that problem. And we have a constitutional process here. The governor has fulfilled his duty, and now it's up to the legislature to take that and you know, if they want to move funding around, and maybe they find some funding, more funding for higher education, maybe they decide that there's another area that they can cut spending in.
All right. Jim Waters with the Bluegrass Institute and Jason Bailey with the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks for having us.